Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 5, we finished with verses 7 through 12. Today, we will begin with chapter 5, verses 13 through 20.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, coming to you with another Lamp and Light broadcast. And I hope you'll have your Bibles ready here in just a moment. We'll be starting in James chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. As we speak on the important subject of the power of prayer. Now, we may be sharing some things with you that are just a little bit different than what you have heard or been taught, and we're not out to see whatever new thing that we can say, that's for sure. We just want to stick to the Word of God and be true to the Word. And so we ask that you follow along over these next few days as we seek to rightly divide the Word of God to you from this platform. I trust now that you also have pencil and paper as well as a good King James Bible when you follow along in these studies as we do our Word studies, and we also give you things for you to think on. Many times we may preach something here that is far beyond or goes beyond what you would normally think about as far as your day-to-day walking around, your day-to-day meditation. And I find that if you'll write it down, that you'll often be able to take it out of your pocket, take it out of your purse, and look at those things and think on them a little bit more to keep it before you. So let me encourage you to take notes and write things down, especially if God gives you something that really speaks to your heart through these messages. And again, tell others about the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. Get them to listen in. Tell your pastors about us. We want to be a help to you, to your friends, and to your local church. Also, let me encourage you to write us. We like letters of encouragement. And you may think, well, what would it mean if I wrote? Well, it would mean a lot. And I know you listen to many radio ministries, and you may favor other radio ministries over this. And we understand that. God uses some ministries to bless hearts more so than he does others. And I understand that completely. But we need your encouragement. And I trust that you'll write us and let us know that you are listening. Well, if you have your Bibles ready, we want to go now here into the last section of this book of James, James chapter 5, and verses 13 through 20, as we look at the power of prayer. Here we read, beginning with verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. And brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Now, as we look here at this power of prayer, we find that in verses 13 through 20 of James chapter 5, seven times prayer is mentioned in one form or another. First thing I want you to see is prayer's power for the sick. In verse 13 it says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray." The mature Christian is prayerful in the troubles of life. Instead of complaining and whining and griping about his situation, he simply talks to God about it. Notice these verses. First of all, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of the cross." You go through hardness, a soldier doesn't quit and go back home. He endures those hard times. He may be out in the weather for days at a time. He may be in a foxhole for a long period of time. But he endures the hardness. He doesn't say, "Well, I quit, I go home, I didn't think it'd be this hard." No, he fights through. He's a good soldier. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." Now, why would Paul in this book to this young pastor Timothy say endure afflictions? What does he mean by that? It means play injured. Yes, you may see somebody that has a cold. You see a preacher, he's having a hard time with his throat. Maybe he's running a temperature, and yet you wonder, well, why is he at work? Why is he there? It's not Sunday, it's Monday, or it's Tuesday, or some other day of the week, and you say, why is he there? He's sick, he needs to be at home, he needs to be resting. And yet there's much work to do, and so he endures afflictions. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, Paul says, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me." Paul had a thorn in the flesh. And he said unto me, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." When a Christian is mature, he fights these kind of battles with the Lord as his companion who sustains him and bears him up on eagle's wing. Affliction actually has the idea of adversity or hardship. It's not just confined to bodily sickness. The Bible nowhere promises the Christian will have an easy life this side of heaven. The Bible tells us what to do if and when those trials come. And my friend, the first step in all life's trials and troubles is prayer and God's Word. Perhaps the question to ask yourself is, how do I react when hardship comes my way? Prayer gives us the grace we need to endure troubles and use them to accomplish God's will. Now, as we see, prayer can transform trials into triumphs. We also see there are seasons of life when there are no trials. And when we reach those seasons, then we should sing psalms. Memorize these praises. If a song is not scriptural, it is not acceptable in its matter of worship. Now, people today are talking about praise music. And I know my definition is not their definition of praise music. Praise music is any music that is not worldly, that does not have the style or the beat or the sound of the world, that is scriptural in content, is praise music. If it's not scriptural, my friend, it doesn't praise God. If it gives place to the flesh, it does not praise God. We're to worship the Lord in spirit, not in the flesh, okay? And so often, we give into the baser instincts of the flesh, and we draw attention to the performer instead of to the words. And so, again, make sure that when you have things of triumph and there are things of praise, there are periods of life when you're going through and you're not going through trials, then memorize those psalms and those songs that bring glory to God that are scriptural in content, and then in sound, they draw the attention unto the Lord instead of unto a performer. In the day of prosperity, singing psalms is proper and right. Yea, it is even instructed. Whereas afflictions will send us to prayer, the good things should send us to praise. The way we vent our excitement, be it in spiritual things for someone that has been saved or someone who had wandered from the Lord and has now rededicated their life, or perhaps a spiritual truth that blesses us. And when life has given us things that excite us, maybe it's a good report, maybe you got a raise at work, the proper response is praise unto the Lord and prayer. Is it not strange that Christian parents have taught their children the frivolous songs, suggestive songs, and even rock songs, but we've neglected psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs? In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making rhythm? Singing and making beat? No. It says singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, all music has rhythm and beat in it. But melody is to be dominant. And then the rhythm supports the melody, and then the beat is last. All music has beat in it, but when beat becomes dominant, then it is music that is born of the devil. In Colossians chapter 3, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Evidently, the purpose for psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs is for teaching and admonishing one another scripturally and with grace in your heart. It's not for drawing attention to the performer. Now, we should do it to the best of our ability, but it shouldn't be to the point that people now are praising the performer, the sound, instead of the Lord and the message. And so we must always keep that in mind. Now, one final note about verse 13. It says, let him pray. And the idea there is in the continual tense of the Greek. It's not vain repetition, but rather it is a fervent and earnest prayer. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
guides my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.